top 7 benefits of Tudka, the bear of liver biohacks. Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my meta-analysis podcast. That's right, I'm trying to make meta-analysis podcasts a thing because I know that the biohackers of the world really like to listen and learn. So if you are thinking about taking this one, if you are there with your credit card in your hot little hand, just about to order this one, I do suggest that you head over to limitlessmindset.com, and I have got my article corresponding to this podcast linked below wherever you are listening to this. And that's where I have got all those links to all the stuff that you might want to investigate. Some of these rabbit holes of links of research on the internet that are worthy of your exploration, you can start there. And I do sometimes record these podcasts, and then I come across something new about a particular supplement or nootropic, and I update my website with what people need to know. And I don't always get a chance to put out a new podcast. So yeah, you do want to have a thorough, rigorous approach to anything that you're putting in your body. So I hope you do check out my website if you're going to take Tudka. And I hope that you also, if you use it and you have an interesting experience with it, drop me a comment or an email or a message wherever, letting me know how it worked out for you. And I may actually include your anecdote in my article. So let's dive in. Too often, my friends, our livers don't get the love they deserve. Actually, they take a lot of abuse, don't they? Tudka is a rarefied supplement that supports the function of this organ that does so much to support us. Tauroursodeoxycholic acid, which I'll refer to with the phonetically uncumbersome acronym Tudka from now on. Yes, I did have to practice my pronunciation of tauroursodeoxycholic acid a few times to get it right. So this has a not insignificant amount of science backing it up. 13 clinical trials can be found on PubMed, and I have got the molecule graphic of it over on the article. It is not the most handsome molecule. Tudka is a bile salt naturally made in our bodies. The etymology geeks might note that its long, hard to pronounce Latin name contains urso, the bear, because fun fact, in traditional medicine, according to legend, one had to kill an angry bear to get this medicine in its naturally occurring form. The stuff must have some pretty fantastic medicinal properties if our ancestors were willing to go toe-to-toe with a snarling grizzly to get some. Although I have a feeling that this etymology is wholly mythological. I have a feeling that, maybe the men of the tribe would go out and they'd get the medicine that was needed, and then they'd come back and say, we had to fight a bear to get this stuff for you. So I hope you really appreciate it. I have a feeling that's maybe how it ended up with that name. Here, I'll break down the science and what practical benefits it translates into. First of all, liver support for bodybuilders. Tutka is loved in the bodybuilding space because it restores, rehabs, and maintains the liver, which bodybuilders throw endless strange molecules at. Bodybuilders take steroids and SARMs in bulking cycles to cut fat fast and accelerate muscle growth. They take oral anabolic steroids, increasing ALT and AST liver enzyme levels. And Tutka mitigates this along with preventing liver cell death, prevents buildup of liver bile, and it blocks formation of toxic metabolites. If you're going to take steroids or SARMs to enhance your fitness or bodybuilding, 5 human clinical trials indicate that Tutka supplementation is a pretty smart idea. Secondly, it treats cholestasis, and I've got a drawn-out illustration of what cholestasis is. As our livers labor day in and day out, even while we are sleeping, bile acid builds up between the liver and gallbladder. When our livers are chronically overworked and underappreciated because we take too many supplements, drugs, or drink booze, or eat toxic non-organic food, excess bile acid manifests in cholestasis. Cholestasis can result in liver disease and symptoms of itchiness, jaundice, dark urine, and pale stools. That's right. Pale stools. Whatever you do, don't Google image search that last one. You'll regret it. I'm telling you, there's certain things in my life that I wish I could take back, you know? So an adult would want to take 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams daily to treat cholestasis. Next, as a hangover hack for alcohol ingestion recovery, Tutka isn't the first supplement that I would recommend to boozing biohackers. I have got some articles about that, a couple articles, actually, that you will want to check out if you are enjoying some of the silly sauce on occasion. But Tutka certainly qualifies as a hangover hack because of all the good it does for your liver. As opposed to blocking alcohol from converting into toxic acetaldehyde, it just reverses liver damage. So it's probably more effective for recovering alcoholics to take than it is for averting a hangover. Importantly, don't take it before drinking. There are some things that you can take before drinking, like glutathione. But if you do Tutka before drinking, it actually does more liver damage. So you would want to take it after drinking or as a recovering alcoholic. Next, it combats liver cirrhosis. This condition is as nasty as it sounds. Basically, it means that your liver becomes scarred, resulting in a lack of sex drives, severe cramps, weakened bones, and all number of other nasty symptoms leading up to and including death. So a trial of 23 Italians concluded that Tutka was an effective treatment for cirrhosis, that it was well-tolerated, and no patient complained of side effects. That's good. Next, treating hepatitis. A few decades ago, an Italian placebo-controlled multicenter study of 150 patients with chronic hepatitis, evaluated it for 6 months, and concluded simply, TUDCA improves the biochemical expression of chronic hepatitis. Next, diabetes and insulin sensitivity. Ooh, insulin sensitivity is a topic that has appeared on this podcast a couple of times, notably in regard to the COVID pandemic. In Dr. Mercola's excellent book, The Truth About COVID-19, he talks about how insulin resistance, which is people that are diabetic, a lot of people that are overweight, how that insulin resistance puts people in a much higher risk category of death or hospitalization from COVID. So if you've got a person in your life that is diabetic, they've been overweight for a long time, and they should be worried about COVID, definitely, then you could possibly give them some TUDCA. So it is an anti-aging nootropic in that it does cross the blood-brain barrier where it decreases beta amyloid. It's speculated that it might be a potent preventative measure for Alzheimer's. TUDCA prevents apoptosis, which is the death of liver cells. And I have mixed feelings about apoptosis. In one sense, you want your old cells to die at the right time and be replaced by young cells. You don't want your body's cells to be like Japan. If you know much about Japan, you know that they have this disproportionately old population. Actually, it's a problem that a lot of countries in the world have, and that's not what you want going on in your body. You want that generational renewal happening. So if you're doing some sort of a special anti-aging strategy focusing on optimizing apoptosis, then you're going to want to think about that some. Next, cancer prevention. A handful of studies and papers suggest that TUDCA mitigates cancer cell proliferation, particularly colon cancer, according to a 2017 paper published in PLOS. I would wager that it has a downstream effect of preventing cancer via its liver-supporting effect. The general toxicity of nearly everything we consume results in cancer, the risk of which increases the worse our livers get at filtering out toxins. So even if you're not a roided up bodybuilder, it's probably a wise cancer prevention measure to order a bottle of TUDCA once or maybe twice a year and take it for a month or two. I have a feeling that your liver, which does not complain through the journey through hell that we drag it through sometimes, I have a feeling that your liver would appreciate some of that. Okay, so this one, I gave a risk grade of A-. In a human study, 1,500 milligrams were taken daily for 6 months by subjects with no adverse events occurring, meaning that nobody experienced any unpleasant side effects bad enough that they reported to the scientists running the study. That is a pretty good sign. And 500 milligrams daily was safely tolerated for a year by patients in an Italian liver transplant study. So that's a pretty good sign. Side effects. While it has a long, scary-sounding name, it's a natural chemical produced in the body. So the negative effects documented are minimal. Some stomach discomfort was mentioned by some people, and it's not recommended for pregnant women or children. Moving on to dosage and usage. If you're a bodybuilder taking steroids or SARMs, be responsible and use Chudka during your bulking cycles. Ideally, you would want to get liver enzyme tests done to see how the drugs are affecting your liver. If not, pay attention to your urine. The darker it is, the more concerned you should be with liver rehab, but not if you're taking methylene blue, which turns your urine a really funny color. You'll want to listen to my recent podcast about that one as well. It's a really different kind of thing, but also can have a possible effect on your urine. If you ever thought it would be awesome to have blue urine, then I've got the supplement for you. If hangovers hit you really hard, then it's time for some liver maintenance. If you're the kind of person that you have maybe it's like your anniversary or something, and you have like two or three drinks, and you don't usually have two or three drinks, and you got a nasty hangover the next day, that's kind of a not good sign. That's a sign that your liver is in need of a bit of rehabilitation. Chudka's notable cofactor is N-acetylcysteine, which is, N-acetylcysteine just does all sorts of wonderful things for the body. It's really one of those things that every respectable biohacker should have in their biohacking bin. Recommended daily. As low as 250 milligrams for treating primary biliary cholangitis, 500 milligrams daily was taken by patients recovering from a liver transplant. 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams is the standard dose for bodybuilders or healthy adults. That's probably what I would do if I was just going to do an annual liver rehab type dose, because then I would, then I'd go through the bottle in about a month, and then I don't have to worry about it again until the Earth completes its journey around the sun. And 1750 milligrams is the higher end of the dosage range. This kind of dosage would be appropriate for someone treating fatty liver disease. And now, unfortunately, I have to tell you about the Chudka scam. Apparently, there's a Chudka scam that you have to be wary of. Companies mislabel Chudka as Chudka. Chudka is the less bioavailable and pharmacologically active version of the stuff. Chudka should cost $40 to $60 per bottle because, you know, they got to fight an angry bear to get it. So if you come across Chudka and it costs like $25 to $30, it's most certainly no bueno. Ne haba show. Ne dobre. It's no good, my friend. Stay away from that. I'm sure over there on Amazon, where you can buy all the fraudulent supplements that you can afford, I'm sure that you can find some very cheap, quote-unquote, Chudka. You'll want to take it as a standalone supplement, not as an ingredient in a pre-workout stack or multivitamin that contains a bunch of other ingredients. The more ingredients a supplement contains, the more likely that the individual ingredients are of a shoddy quality. And as I always say, you can and should demand to see a COA, certificate of analysis, for the Chudka before you purchase or ingest it. Current year, Jonathan here with an update on this one. I did identify some credible sources of Chudka supplements that are importantly COA verified from accredited labs. And for those sources, I'm going to send you over to the meta-analysis article, which you'll find linked below wherever you're watching or listening to me. Reason being, if I recommend sources in these podcasts, sometimes those sources go away. And this podcast is a static medium. And actually, this is kind of a sad thing. In my 14 years, I have often seen that vendors who offer really high quality products, I've seen that a lot of times they actually don't survive. So on my website, I do a pretty good job of keeping that updated with credible sources. So you're going to want to check that out. Something that won't go away, I'll mention downloadable TUDCA. Yeah, this is a thing. You may be interested in taking it as an infaceutical, which is a non-pharmacological, side-effect-free version of the supplement that takes advantage of the phenomena of water memory. Yeah, so the infaceutical essence of the supplement is imprinted on water via quantum co-location and electromagnetism via a device. And infaceuticals typically have about one third or half the effect of the actual medicine that's being imprinted. This might blow your mind a little bit, and if you're skeptical of it, that's understandable. It's a game-changing application of a little-known scientific phenomena. But I'd urge you to evaluate the scientific evidence, which is presented in my biohacker review that was entitled Downloadable Medicine is No Longer Science Fiction. Check that out. And that is linked in the meta-analysis article, which brings me to my conclusion on this one. TUDCA is like a liver-loving teddy bear, a cuddly protector against the slings and arrows of outrageous toxicity. So if you're considering a foray into the wild world of steroids or SARMs, or if your liver is feeling a little under the weather, TUDCA may be the perfect supplement to cuddle up with. Just remember, while TUDCA appears to be safe for most, it's always best to consult with your friendly neighborhood physician before embarking on a new supplement regimen. Yeah, you might want to check out my article on how to biohack smart and safe. I have, I dare say, the most compendious, exhaustive guide on the internet to that. And I will update this article, including a link to that. So this one, it does remain on my list of supplements to try. So hopefully I can get back to you with a biohacker review on it. If you go ahead and try TUDCA, leave a comment below or drop me a line letting me know what your experience is with it. I'm Jonathan with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
In traditional medicine, according to legend, one had to kill an angry bear to get this medicine in its naturally occurring form. Медвежья сила течет в твоих венах. Taurus, oxycholic acid. Your soul. Stacks. Beware of mislabeled products. Bearing you.
restores, rehabs, and maintains the liver, which bodybuilders throw endless strange molecules at. When the iron becomes heavy and the SARMs begin to drain, this mountain-dwelling molecules will wash away the strain. Zishiti svayu pechenyatiyada. As our livers labor day in and day out, bile acid builds up between the liver and the gallbladder. The backup in the system makes the spirit feel so low, but the bear will clear the pathways and make the rivers flow. Pus shelch tichot svabodna kakrika. Taurosoyoxycholic acid. Italians concluded that Tutka was an effective treatment for liver cirrhosis. Across the distant oceans where the Mediterranean sighs, the science spoke of healing under warm and sunny skies. Nauka подтверждает древнюю мудрость. Tutka is like a liver-loving teddy bear, a cuddly protector against the slings and arrows of outrageous toxicity. So embrace the furry guardian when the toxins start to bite, and keep your inner filter working through the darkest night. Твой верный защитник в мире токсинов. Taurosodioxycholic acid, the bear of liver biohacks. This belongs among your supplement stacks. Beware of mislabeled products. Now, a message from your liver. I do so much to keep you alive, and you just take me for granted. So please, 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 take some Tutka. The link to purity verified stuff is right there in the description. Order some today and edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com.